234-6890-231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Detroit Tigers opening day this Thursday, March 27th, 2025 edition. President Donald Trump announced broad tariffs targeting the auto industry yesterday. Yesterday afternoon in the Oval Office, this is the latest in a series of trade escalations that could have major impact on Michigan's economy. Now, it's kind of interesting how this story from Bridge, Michigan is written, because unions, auto unions, cheered the move. UAW, Teamsters, people like that, while government officials in Canada vowed retaliation. What did he actually do? Well, on top of the current tariffs that we have now, he announced an additional 25% tariff on light vehicle imports and key automotive parts not made in the United States. Make it here, you avoid the tariff. Make it somewhere else and bring it into our country, you got to pay 25% at the border. 25% tariff on foreign-made cars and light trucks, as well as auto parts not made in America coming into our manufacturing plants used here. Donald Trump did this, predicting that this will cause domestic automakers' business to flourish like it's never flourished before. Even though on the stock market, Michigan automakers' stocks tumbled in the wake of this announcement. It didn't tumble. Dow Jones is over 42,000. It dropped 100 points. That's nothing. That's not even a drop in a bucket. However, others urge caution as upheavals ripple across the industry. From parts suppliers to showroom floors, Glenn Stevens, executive director of Michigan Auto and vice president of the Detroit Chamber Regional of Commerce, commented saying, this means jobs lost and increased pressure on balance sheets of companies large and smalls. Steven said, as companies now brace for sales and production changes. You understand, Glenn Stevens is a Democrat, hates Donald Trump. Donald Trump said these tariffs will officially take effect on April 2nd, right alongside of our additional round of reciprocal tariffs on other imports, including pharmaceuticals and lumber. Collections on imported vehicles and key parts are set to begin on April 3rd, and Trump characterized these tariffs as being permanent in the remaining 3 years and 9 months of his presidency. They're not going anywhere. Donald Trump is absolutely convinced in his mind that what President McKinley did back in his day, Donald Trump is going to emulate and do now in his presidency. Tariffs on everything. Sorry, you make it here in the United States, you're going to have a competitive advantage over foreign manufacturers trying to bring their stuff made in other countries into our country. No, we're not going to tolerate it. You make it in America or you pay a tariff. It's that simple. Donald Trump went on to say, we are going to have a market the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. Well, here's what we know so far. The 25% tariffs announced Wednesday are going to extend to all finished light vehicle imports coming into the United States. Also, key automotive parts, such as engines, transmissions, powertrain parts, electrical components, will also be subject to the tariffs. White House officials even went on to say, with processes to expand the tariffs on additional parts if necessary. Well, the stakes are very high, especially in Michigan, where 280,000 people work in the automotive industry. Roughly $77 billion cross the Canadian border each year. And the state of Michigan trades another $69 billion with Mexico. Some of the parts cross between Canada and the U.S. several times before an automobile actually leaves the assembly line. In addition to the 280,000 Michiganders who work in auto industry jobs, the state also has more than 2,200 automotive suppliers, as well as technological center facilities, according to data, again, from this Mich Auto and the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. The president has argued that tariffs are necessary to rectify trade imbalances and encourage foreign and domestic companies alike to begin manufacturing their vehicles in the United States. Trump said very simply, companies can avoid these tariffs. Make your cars and key parts here in the United States. And he also called the existing supply chain ridiculous and predicted the tariffs will absolutely encourage cars to be totally made in one location, from parts to the entire vehicle itself. Well, one Democrat who absolutely supports the goal of bringing more manufacturing back to the United States, U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Wow. She went on to say, tariffs, when applied strategically, are a valuable tool to support American manufacturing and competitiveness. Well, Debbie, you're starting to sound like a Republican. She also urged patience for the massive changes that will have to be made by the auto industry. We need to remember we must allow auto companies and suppliers the time they need to adjust. Production changes can't take place overnight. They need to plan for it and be in a position to respond to the market. Well, Wednesday's news came after auto companies asked for and received a one-month reprieve from tariffs on products manufactured in Mexico and Canada that comply with the rules under the current U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The trade deal, you remember, Donald Trump signed in 2020. Michigan automakers and suppliers were not surprised by Trump's move, since he had previously signaled the plan, said Stevens of Mich Auto. The move is likely to cause economic upheaval across the industry, Stevens said. No, it's not. Will you stop being a partisan Democrat when you're talking about business? Politics has nothing to do with business. Business is simple, folks. It's about the numbers. If you're going to pay a tariff by manufacturing your product outside the United States, you got to factor in the numbers, look at it, and see, are we still competitive? This is so simple. You're manufacturing, let's just grab a number. Let's say you're manufacturing a $40,000 automobile. 40 grand. 25% is 10 grand. If you make it outside the United States and you're going to be charged a $10,000 tariff at the border to sell your $40,000 vehicle, are you going to eat the tariff or are you going to pass it on to the consumer? Well, no, I'm going to pass it on to the consumer. Okay, your $40,000 vehicle made outside the United States, is it competitive in the United States when you have to sell it for 50 grand compared to other vehicles in the United States that people can buy for 50 grand? Well, no, it's a $40,000 vehicle. It doesn't have all the features and the bells and whistles that a $50,000 car has made in the United States. Well, then guess what? You're going to have to eat the tariff and sell your $40,000 car in the United States for 40 grand. You're going to eat it. Either that or make it in the United States and sell it for 40,000 and compete against other $40,000 vehicles. It's that simple. If your $40,000 car will not compete and sell for 50 grand in the United States, maybe you need to change the location of your plant. This is so simple. And you know what? They don't get business. That's what the problem is. Democrats don't understand it. Bottom line. Final segment of today's show. We're going to wrap this up on the other side. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine.
do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Fast-moving show, stories all over the place. Lansing, Washington, changes to the way we can register to vote come July 1st. Court cases being filed. The Attorney General, Dana Nessel, joining other attorney generals in filing lawsuits against Donald Trump. Is she politicizing the office, or is she actually looking out for the best interests of Michiganders? My vote is she's politicizing her office. Dana Nessel always has. I'd be so happy when we are done with this woman. She'll be gone as our attorney general, hopefully going back to the private sector forever, permanently. Please, Lord God. Now, here's the point on a lot of this information. You have to understand a couple of things. It's only because of Donald Trump being our president, his cabinet secretaries, everybody, top to bottom, new FBI director, Kash Patel, new attorney general, Pam Bondi, Kristi Noem, head of Homeland Security. Elon Musk volunteering to go through and do audits and looking at the books as to where the federal government has been wasting, spending our money. Now, we have an absolute change in the way Washington, D.C. is operating. The question is it going to trickle down? Is it going to trickle down to the state of Michigan next year in 2026 elections? Are we going to get candidates running as a Trump-like candidate for governor? Are we going to get people that are willing to come into Lansing and doge Michigan like Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doging Washington? I didn't even realize, just created an adjective, doging. Okay. Department of Government Efficiency looking at finding, exposing, and eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse, and stupid spending. So what's got to happen, people? Well, we're preparing for battle this year. We're going to party, we're going to have fun, but we're going to raise money to get ready for 2026. And we need you guys to be a part of it. Again, I told you on January 1st, if you haven't done it yet, maybe you're getting a tax refund, take $500 and put it under your pillow. Put it in your glove box. Put it under your mattress. Any events that come up, you got to be prepared. We need you to go and participate and attend these $50, $60 events to raise money for these various organizations. Tomorrow we'll be announcing one of those events coming up here in early May. I'll have details for you tomorrow. We already have one scheduled the fourth Saturday in August, August 23rd in Central Lake. $50 for adults, $25 for teenagers. Kids 12 and under are free. The Antrim County GOP's and part of the Antrim County Conservative Union's sixth annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. We're going to be focusing on teaching the kids how to shoot firearms. If you have a child or grandchild under the age of 13, you need to bring them. Number one, they eat for free, but number two, they will be trained on gun safety. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, Chris Holtz, others will be there as range safety officers, certified NRA instructors, and will be able to teach young people gun safety. If you don't have a kid or a grandkid, borrow one. Bring your neighbor's kid. You got a single mom in the neighborhood? Bring her kids. We're going to have a blast. It is going to be fun. But the only way we're going to get this information out, folks, honestly, help us get rid of these last few rear window stickers that we bought. We need them on vehicles. We need them on vehicles now. The end of March is coming. We're going to start the next second quarter on April 1st. We need these rear window stickers on vehicles. So text me your first and last name, your address, and how many stickers you can put on vehicles for us. And I'll put them in the mail today. I shipped out 18 envelopes yesterday at the post office. We need your help. If you want Doge stickers with them, we only got 100 of those, but we're sending those out in the mail as well. So just let me know, not only if you want rear window stickers from the radio station, but you want a couple of Doge stickers, let me know that too. Text me, 231-360-5140. First, last name, mailing address, and how many stickers you want. And if you want a couple of Doge stickers, mention that as well. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Go Tigers tonight in L.A. against the world champion Dodgers. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent.